T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Curry on Jackson, step back, it's a three, no good. Looney, offensive rebound, touch pass to Thompson, finds Curry. Curry dribble drive, behind the back in traffic, no look pass, batted away, goes right to Looney, that's a break. Looney stops in the paint to Draymond, handoff Curry, deep three on the way with one on the clock, back rim miss, Looney again, finds Thompson, loads up a triple, good! It's madness, just madness! Kevon Looney, 21 rebounds. It's an 18-3 run.
Now back to Damon and Ratto. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we're streaming, baby. You can watch us on Twitch or YouTube. Not sure why you'd want to, but you can. Enjoy. Bask in it, one might even say. Basking in all those rebounds. Basking in another Game 6 performance out of Klay Thompson. You know, Game 6, Klay, you heard so much of it, you almost wanted it to stop. But there's something to it. I don't know what it is. Ray, we officially, I think, agree that past performances do not indicate future performance. But confidence goes a long way. And when you got it and when you feel like tonight's going to be your night, it means something. I mean, how to factor in exactly what it means to Klay, I do not know. But it means something, because there's something to his performances when it gets down to the nitty-gritty in postseason play.
Yeah, he's okay.
yeah.
But with all due respect to Thompson, and I'm not trying to dismiss what he did, Kevon Looney won that game.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. I mean, it just that he was in a game in which they out-rebounded the best rebounding team in basketball by 26. He had 22 of those. And he's the undersized, not quite center who can't score. Except that without him, they don't have that run in the fourth quarter that separates them from Memphis. Because he had 8 rebounds in the fourth quarter alone, including a couple of huge offensive tapouts that kept possessions alive, including the one we just played. You know, if they still pick player of the game, which I don't think they do anymore, with all due respect to Klay Thompson, it's got to be Looney. Looney's the guy that everybody says, well, you can't keep playing him. He's played 35 minutes, and there isn't a single minute that he wasn't a difference maker.
It was huge, huge night for him. And again, Game 6 Klay, Game 6 Klay. After Game 6, Klay wanted to talk about Kevon Looney.
Kevon should go by Kevon Luajuan, because he was really just a freak out there. And guy has like elastic arms, he can just stretch. But I mean, Draymond, Steph, Andre, those guys see the game. They're playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers. And Draymond's like an extension of our coaching staff, so is Steph. So it doesn't surprise me that they made that call and Loon delivered. I saw it on Instagram. I can't take credit for it. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay, it's good, but it's not as good as the other one that I've heard. Forget about Kevon Olajuwon, because Olajuwon had way too much shimmy shake in his post game. He's Moses Malone. He's Moses Malone. Now look, Moses Malone could score the basketball too, but he was rebound, 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 which obviously Kevon Looney was in Game 6. By the way, Klay did allow the spotlight to hit him for just a minute.
Something that just comes naturally. I don't go to sleep last night thinking of scoring 30 or shooting the ball well. I just was thinking about how far I've come and how grateful I am to have another closeout game at Chase. And luckily, it was one of my nights and, you know, carry this momentum into the WCF.
And Ray, without his first half shooting performance, that game probably goes Memphis's way, even with all the rebounding. Clay was the only supreme offensive presence that the Warriors really had in that game. Everyone else got jobs done, but he was the only guy having an outstanding offensive night.
But the funny thing about the whole series was that Memphis went ahead in every game, and the Warriors would catch them. That game was won in the fourth quarter, and Thompson had a hand in it, Looney had a hand in it, Curry had a hand in it. I mean, they basically, they had 32 points in a game that looked like it was going to be a grinder. I mean, it's like they all of a sudden said, you know what? They're playing hard. We have to play harder, and we have to play better because we are better, because we're older.
They end up winning going away with a 32-19 fourth quarter, but it was a lot closer than that final score indicated.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggins had the two big shots that put him ahead to go to stay. We had 7 minutes to go.
Dude, Wiggins had a huge game. He played 41 minutes, by the way. 41 minutes for Wiggins, 18 points, 11 rebounds, only two turnovers. He had three blocks in the game, and just the Warriors' front court. I mean, the Warriors' front court, it's easy to look at the way Kevon played and say he won the game, and in so many different ways he did. They combined for 48 rebounds. Just Looney, Wiggins, and Draymond Green, who, man, let me tell you, we said this on Friday. I like it when I do get things right every now and then. Because when Draymond Green, when he plays great, the Warriors are really hard to beat. Like, you need to get more analytical than that. You need to come up with a Pythagorean theorem that makes you sound smarter than just the way that sounds on its surface. You go right ahead. Figure it out. Carry the one. Have all your fractions and remainders that prove your theory right. Or you can just use your eyes. Because when he gets aggressive, when he unlocks the offense with a little contribution in terms of asserting himself to score, not just distributing, but asserting himself to score, the Warriors are a completely different operation from top to bottom. Draymond Green, game 4 and 5, he had 55 minutes of court times for 7 points and 7 turnovers. In game 6 alone, 39 minutes, 14 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 4 turnovers. As I start looking ahead here, start trying to project how you get through the Western Conference Finals, and if you're lucky enough to do that, how you then get through whichever team is waiting for you in the NBA Finals. The way I look at it from here, Ray, from here on out, it's a shooting contest. And if the Warriors can win the shooting contest, while, of course, playing the solid defensive basketball that we've all agreed upon as part and parcel of who they are, but it's a shooting contest from here on out. If Curry spends the next 4 weeks a 40% three-point shooter, I think the Warriors are NBA champions. If Game 6 Klay becomes available in Games 2 or 3, you don't have to wait till Game 6 for Game 6 Klay to show up, I think the Warriors could easily be NBA champions here. He is 38.5% from 3 this season. He's 36% from 3 in the playoffs. Klay Thompson is a 42% three-point shooter in his career. You get that up, you can be NBA champions. Jordan Poole is only shooting 31% from three in the postseason. He's a 36% three-point shooter in his career. Not career, but this year. He goes from 31 to 36 in the next 4 weeks. Golden State Warriors can be NBA champions. I'm talking just single-digit, less than 5 digits, 2 or 3 percentage points better shooting from those three guys unlocks a championship over the next month.
Yeah, and yet Dallas is one of those teams that, though you don't see it in the raw numbers, is really good at guarding people. It's the reason, other than Luka, that they are here now. It's that, you know, Jason Kidd has gotten young guys who tend not to want to play a lot of defense, to play a lot of defense. So this series, I don't know if it's going to be about shooting as much as it is when the Warriors have the ball, the games will be decided, whether it's by what they do with the possession or what Dallas does to them in those possessions. Because I think when Dallas has the ball, you sort of know what's going to happen. It's going to be Doncic, and if he's on, Warriors are in trouble. If he's not, Warriors breeze. But when the Warriors have the ball is when the series is going to be decided.
If Doncic is on all by himself, you're going to get a game. If Doncic and Dinwiddie's on, you're going to have yourself maybe a loss in that game. I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, that's what we sort of said about Memphis, though. When Morant was healthy, if they got one other guy, they were going to be really good. And they got one other guy one time before Morant got hurt, and that was Jackson in game two. But other than that, you know, Memphis didn't have the firepower to hang. And which is why game five is so mystifying. And why, when you think about it, game three was mystifying too. Because the Warriors go from winning a game by 30 on the road to coming home and losing by 39. I mean, if we think Phoenix didn't make any sense, the Warriors in Memphis don't make any sense either. Because too many weird things happened too many times to make that series easily explicable, except that the Warriors won two close games because they're older and smarter. And other than that, that series was arrhythmic. It was a clown show in a lot of ways.
What makes still Phoenix more stunning, though, is that the Warriors' entire year was peaks and valleys. Them playing really well, them playing really poorly. That carried itself out into the postseason with no rhyme or reason to really pinpoint or indicate which team you're about to get. The peak Warrior team or the Valley Warrior team? The team that calls the Valley home, the Phoenix Suns, were so much better than the rest of the league by one of those wide margins that I am just not only flabbergasted by how they performed and lost games. I would have been surprised if they had lost game seven closely. I didn't think they were going to lose. I really didn't. I just thought they had too much going for them throughout the entire year. I know you did too, Ray. I mean,
no question. I mean, when you look at this last box score, they weren't outshot by a lot. They were outshot because Dallas didn't miss anything, but their shooting percentage wasn't awful. They weren't out rebounded by a lot. They didn't commit a lot of turnovers. But, you know, Michael Bridges, one of the best defensive players in the game, minus 40. Chris Paul, we don't have to say anything, minus 39. Devin Booker, minus 41. And I realize that, you know, plus minus is not a great barometer, but when you're in the high 30s and 40s, it's a barometer.
Yeah.
You know, it just, you can't be that bad and have that many wins in the regular season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.